Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get to the show, if you want to listen ad-free, go to gzmshows.com/subscribers. That's gzmshows.com/subscribers.
That's 24 hours, and we've all been patiently waiting for this cliffhanger to resolve. Listeners, today is Friday, April 28th, and this is the GZM Morning Show. All week, we've been trying to figure out who is this mysterious GZM prophet, and why have they been leaving painted, rhyming couplets about someone who could take over the studio? And yesterday, really early in the morning when we were looking for clues, we found another rhyming pair that led us to a paint-covered Bezor. Bezor, what the flagiggity is going on here?
Yeah, Bezor, why would you leave all these hidden messages for us to find and get us all excited about maybe being able to have power in the studio?
Double yeah! And who the flamp troopin' is supposed to be the person you've been writing about? You've been writing about yourself? And you really like when I use these Seussian-style words to express confusion? I can't kerflumpin' believe it! And thank you! This kinda makes sense. Let me go through all the rhymes again. Thank you for your patience. What will come to rule with sound? Let them be the one who's crowned. That makes sense. You make sounds with your beeps and your boops. Then you wrote, the crowned one shall have no dad who works at GZM. They'll make you laugh, they'll make you cry, their every sound a gem. Okay, change the rhyme scheme a little there, but that's no problem. I would have a tough time being consistent as well. Still the sounds, it eliminates Mabel as a suspect, and then, our leader won't be the star of a GZM show, but their power could overthrow the studio.
Wait, I'm really confused. Bezor, are you mad at us? Why would you spend all week leading us down a rabbit hole like this and then writing about how you have the power to take over the studio? Oh my gosh! Bezor, are you in your villain era?
Bezor, we know you're really powerful. That's what makes you so helpful. You can turn into a car to take us places for the podcast. You can help us with making new gadgets for the podcast. You can help us with emotional labor for the podcast. I know when Mabel initially got you as a present for me from the new store on the GZM lot, that it was just to give us a new segment and so we would have someone finally deliver the birthdays and shoutouts. But you're like a big part of this podcast family. We want to make this right if you're upset.
We really do respect you, and not just because you're a big slice of cutie pie. Let's take this step by step. Why did you start hiding the clues? Oh, come on, Bezor, it's time to talk about it. Would you like it if we read the birthdays and shoutouts first? I thought you might like that a lot. I love to make my friends' dreams come true, and you are my friend, Bezor. Okay, shoutouts first, then conflict resolution. Shoutout to Imani and Maddie May F, and shoutout to their mom and dad. Happy birthday over the weekend on April 30th to Imani and her mom. Wow, what an exciting day. It's a family affair. Happy birthday to Matt M, and happy birthday tomorrow to Jake P. Did you like those shoutouts, Bezor?
Great. Then why did you hide those clues?
Jimmy, you're scaring Bezor.
Sorry, Bezor. I lost my cool. I thought we were doing a good Mabel, bad Jimmy thing. I'll earn its sweet robotic confidence back with a fun fact. listeners and a frightened Bezor. Did you know that in Italy, it's considered bad luck to lay your bread upside down? The superstition goes that bread represents life, and you wouldn't want your life and luck to be flipped over. That would be bad. I can barely function when everything's right side up. There, Bezor. Did that help you feel better?
I am so glad to hear this. Now, will you please kindly beep and boop your way through your whole story, and then we'll repeat it back in English for our listeners, untrained in the robotic tongue?
I see. So you started to make the poems because you know we like having a mystery to solve. But then someone who, no blame here, not naming names, but we're talking about Mabel, got really surprisingly power hungry and got away from the point.
I'm sorry, okay? I learned something about me that I will have to explore later.
And the prophecy was supposed to help us guess that... Wait, Bezor, today's your birthday?
And you just wanted to wear a little birthday crown? Oh, Bezor, of course we can make that happen. Well, here's my crown from Tuesday when I was obsessed with being queen.
Oh, you look so cute. You're a little crown model. Happy birthday, Bezor. Thanks for the gift of a mystery this week. You're an incredible co-host and friend, and we love knowing you.
Is there anything else we can give you for your birthday? Oh, you want us to do the outro like it's more birthdays and shoutouts? Well, done. Happy birthday to the end of this episode! Shout out to joining us next week and every weekday for more mysteries, studio secrets, and exciting podcast adventures. Here's some fan art of our listeners writing 5-star reviews, sharing with their friends, and subscribing wherever they listen to podcasts. Fun fact, you can hear your name on the show if you send us an email to secretjimmy@gzmshows.com. How is that?
I agree, Bezor. Best birthday ever.
Hi, it's me, Jess. This is a message for all the 6 Minutes podcast fans out there. Have you heard? There are new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed called The Ivan Dispatch. I won't go into details, but Ivan found something. A box containing audio cassettes recorded decades ago. And it looks like they were recorded by Cyrus. If you're a fan and you're not following the show, you may have missed out. Search for 6 Minutes and click the follow button so you never miss an episode. And if you haven't heard 6 Minutes yet, what are you waiting for? Search for 6 Minutes, start a season 1, episode 1, and enjoy the most downloaded family audio drama in history. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions! And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.